Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. Did December arrive early this year? It seems that fall came and went last Thursday. The good news, though, is that this is wine's prime time for entertaining, dinner parties, gift-giving, and sheer unabashed consumption. I'll raise a glass to that. And what will many of us have in our glasses this season? Bubbly, of course. This month's podcast is about champagne and its many glories, not least of which is getting into your bloodstream quickly, which is absolutely vital in some situations. You can find more stories, the wines I reviewed this month, delicious wine-friendly recipes, and a free e-newsletter on my website at nataliemclean.com. And now sit back and enjoy this month's story entitled Festive Fizz. Bless the French, not just for giving us the ultimate holiday wine, champagne, but also for finding a faster way to get alcohol into our bloodstream. At this time of the year, Santa's little helpers can only do so much, but a few glasses of champagne can stylishly block out tone-deaf caroling, over-solicitous Santas, and the ninth rerun of Miracle on 34th Street. Champagne was created accidentally in the late 17th century, when the wine fermented again inside the corked bottle, trapping carbon dioxide and producing bubbly. The French have been doing it on purpose ever since. The styles they've developed are based on factors such as sugar content, from driest, extra brut, to sweetest, doux. Grape color, most are a blend of Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay, but those with just Chardonnay are called Blanc de Blancs. Those with just Pinot Noir grapes are called Blanc de Noirs. And whether the wine comes from just 1 year, a vintage champagne, or several years, a blend called non-vintage, this is the way the bubblies are generally categorized. Vintage champagnes such as Roederer's Cristal, Veuve Clicquot's Grand Dame, and Dom Perignon, named after the 18th century Benedictine monk who perfected the technique of blending champagne, usually cost more than $100. But tis the season to max out your credit card anyway, right? True champagne only comes from the Champagne region of France, but nearly all other regions of that country and many countries around the world often use the same grapes and techniques to create sparkling wine. And so, Italy makes Proseccos and Spumantes, Spain makes Cavas, German, Sekt, and New World producers sparkling wine. More than 95% of the 300 million bottles of champagne produced every year are consumed within a week or two of buying, while they're fresh and fruity. But vintage champagne ages well, acquiring honeyed, nutty aromas. So store champagne as you would wine, on its side in the dark, at about 13 degrees Celsius. You can also keep it in the fridge for about a month, but not the freezer, unless, like Dom Perignon, you won't be drinking the stars, you'll be seeing them. It will explode. Opening any sparkling wine requires a special twist, since the pressure inside the bottle is equal to that of the tires on a city bus. Ensure the wine is well chilled before opening it. 20 minutes in ice water works best, but 3 hours in the fridge will also do. Forget those giddy Formula One winners who spray one another, no matter how merry you feel. Shaking the bottle before opening it could mean taking out a few tree ornaments or an eye. Just remove the foil and wire casing from the top, then keep one hand firmly on the cork while using the other to slowly turn the bottle at its base. The pressure inside the bottle will push the cork out by itself. Tall, narrow flute glasses are best to preserve the 250 million bubbles inside each bottle. Yes, a desperate doctoral candidate did count them. Even though saucer-shaped coupe glasses were molded after Marie Antoinette's breast, they allow champagne to go flat. You can even do away with the glass completely and sip it through a straw from a mini sparkler, a 7-ounce bottle that several leading producers now sell. Champagne is a great aperitif to whet the appetite. Just the sound of the cork popping gets most people salivating. but it's also one of the most food-friendly of wines. It partners well with tough holiday dishes that overwhelm other wines. Olives, spicy hors d'oeuvres, cheese, oysters, eggs, cream, and vinegar. Champagne's effervescence cleanses the palate with each sip. Try the shabby chic combination of champagne and potato chips. Champagne's acidity softens the perception of salt. Leftover champagne should really never be a problem, unless an emergency intervenes, such as the tree catching fire. In that case, recork the champagne with a silver stopper and call the fire department. Then again, even a burning tree looks festive when viewed through a glass of liquid pearls. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about it. There's more information on my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and the free newsletter at nataliemaclean.com. Tune in again next month for another exciting episode. And in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are a copyright of Natalie Maclean, 2008.